Yeah, we lose a game. We concede 1 minute to go in the first half and concede in the first minute of the second half, and that's it. And the difference between the two teams is that UCD took their chances when they came along. We had enough chances in the game, and we didn't take any. And and that's unfortunate. But you know, I'm not going to be hard on the players. That's just the way it is. You know, sometimes the ball bounces for you, and sometimes it doesn't. And unfortunately, this evening it didn't bounce for us.
I suppose that was in the first half as well. Like, you had kind of frustrated UCD, I suppose, like, didn't have too many chances really before getting the opener as well.
Yeah, no, we created chances. Again, it's a poor goal from our part. You know, it's a free header inside the 6-yard box. And we're trying to identify it from the sideline, and unfortunately the message doesn't get across, and it's a great ball into the box, but it's a free header, you expect them to score. And then you come out the second half and you shoot yourself in the foot, you're 2-0 down, and then it's a very uphill task against a very good UCD side. So unfortunately for us, you know, some of the decisions just didn't go our way either, and we have been in the end of some tough decisions this year, and we have swallowed them all and just moved on. But you know, sometimes people say some you get and some you don't. I feel as if I haven't got any all year.
And one of those be the Aina Clancy yellow and Aidan McLaughlin. You felt that should have been a red.
That's a poor challenge. I don't think anybody in the ground can deny that it's not a poor challenge. You watch it back, and he's certainly not in control of his own body. Yeah, and we were told at the start of the year that you have to be in control of your body when you're going to win it. It's irrelevant where you win the ball or not. But look, I have a player sent off this year for similar challenges, and I've had to take it in the chin and accept it. I certainly don't want to see players go down to our clubs or teams be sent off or go down to 10 men. I don't want to see that. But I understand we all make mistakes. I make mistakes when I pick the team. I make mistakes when I make substitutions. I understand that. And in the end, I will be held accountable, because at the end up I could lose my job. You know, and I understand that at times there will be decisions that go against you, but I always think the really easy ones are the ones that you should not miss. You know, and unfortunately for me, that's been the case.
And obviously, it's a rough run for you guys at the moment. What do you feel you need to do to just break that and get back to winning ways?
We just need a break of the ball. As I said, I'm certainly not going to be hard on that group of players. They've been immense for me from the start of the year. In fact, I took the job with 5 games to go last year. And all season, them players have given me absolutely everything against a really, really, against the tide, a really, really tough time and lots of things. You know, as I say, that was our 6th game out of 7 away from Finn Park. And in them games, we've had to travel to Limerick, we've had to travel to Wexford, Cork twice. We've now had to come to Dublin, and we've had 1 game, obviously, at home. So it's been a big, big, tough ask on them, and it's took their toll. They're a young group. And, you know, the good thing for them is they're learning on their feet, and, you know, we have to take the positives in defeat. And the positive for me is it's another stepping stone in their learning journey. They have to learn that if, you know, you give teams chances or you leave teams, people free inside the 18-yard box, you're going to be punished. And that's what they have to learn from that, and hopefully they do, and it'll stand them in good stead moving forward.